Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It is the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. Big news over the weekend. We thought going into the weekend, Chad, Darren Kirkland Jr. looking for a way out, looking to transfer. And fast forward to this morning, and well, actually yesterday with Austin's report, he's sticking around. He's staying with the University of Tennessee.
Yeah, Austin was the first to have the report at VolQuest.com. You can find a lot of breaking news at that site. That Darren Kirkland Jr. looked like he was leaning towards staying at Tennessee. And, of course, Jeremy Pruitt confirms that today to Chris Lowe at ESPN. Austin on with us right now. So, Austin, I guess the big question is, what changed with one of Tennessee's most talented linebackers?
To be honest, guys, I think that he just was so torn on the decision altogether. And the coaches knew he was thinking about it, but they weren't even sure when he tweeted it that he was tweeting it. I mean, you know, that's one of those things where, like, you know, he was back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, you know, to finally decided to put something out there. And then, you know, after he did it, started to have second thoughts, talked with Coach Pruitt. His family came down from Indianapolis, met with Coach Pruitt. And, you know, I think just saw, you know, hey, you know, unless I'm, you know, going to go to, let's say, Alabama and chase a championship, you know, let's say, you know, some of the schools, you know, North Carolina was tied to him because of Thigpen. You know, did it make much sense to go to a place that was 3-9 a year ago with a staff that could very much be a lame duck staff this year? And then, you know, he's got 2 years of eligibility left, and then the second year of that 2 year, you know, deal at North Carolina, you know, he's got a whole new staff that has no allegiances to him, no ties to him. Or should he just stay in Knoxville and try to learn under Jeremy Pruitt, who's put a lot of linebackers in the NFL? And I think once you started laying it out to Darren Kirkland Jr., it made more sense for him to stay at Tennessee.
Austin, is there anything to, I won't call it a report, but the rumors that were circulating on Twitter that Pruitt was trying to block his transfer?
No, I don't believe that to be the case at all. And so, you know, I think ultimately, you know, he really felt the need to, you know, just sit down with Coach Pruitt and talk. They had spoken previously by phone, but once they sat down with, you know, his parents and him, you know, I think that Pruitt just wanted to see in his eyes and hear in his voice total conviction that he wanted to leave. And I don't think that, you know, Darren Kirkland Jr. ever really gave that to Coach Pruitt. Coach Pruitt, I don't believe, ever had any, you know, intention of, you know, blocking a transfer, because in his own words, you know, it's a couple times on the caravan, you know, when guys, you know, graduate and they fulfill their academic requirements, you know, they should be allowed to look around. And so I think he just wanted to hear, you know, hey, I'm leaving because of this. And I don't think he ever heard the because. I think, you know, it was just, you know, convenient to want to reboot. There was no really reasons behind it. And so once they talked it out and kind of put everything on the paper and looked at it and the pros and cons, I think the family and Darren Kirkland Jr. felt it was best to stay in Knoxville.
What happened this past spring where there had to be an initial conversation with Jeremy Pruitt and Darren Kirkland? Then suddenly Kirkland's kind of around spring practice, kind of not. I know you guys even reported there were days that he wasn't there. He was training, he was rehabbing, but yet he wasn't really all in during the spring. And then this decision comes about. So what was that first impression like that led to what was a very awkward and odd spring for Darren Kirkland?
Well, I think for DK, he's been really, you know, upset that his knee's kind of been balky. You know, he's had trouble getting it healthy. If you go back, he was all SEC freshman team his freshman year, and very much the leader of that defense going into his sophomore year. But he gets hurt at Virginia Tech up at the Battle of Bristol, rushes it back, gets hurt again, out for the rest of the year. Last year, just continued to battle injury after injury and missed the whole year. And so, you know, I think he's just frustrated, been really frustrated medically, learning how to get back, trying to figure out how to get healthy and be his old self again. And so I think this spring, you know, he wasn't out there at the beginning, as you said. Then he started coming out and riding the bike. You know, he was out there, and he was over there in the pit with Trey Smith and Todd Kelly Jr. and Juwan Jennings. And then the last week and a half, he went through individual periods, very limited, no contact, and just did certain things. But, yeah, you could tell he wasn't himself. He seemed, I won't say the word is depressed, but just seemed a little down. You know, I mean, you could tell he was frustrated about something. And I think it's more with the health than it is the situation in Tennessee. I think he understands the defensive prowess that Jeremy Pruitt brings. And so in my mind, I think that, you know, Tennessee is going to have a new head football athletic trainer at some point. They've moved on from John Burnside. And so I think, you know, with maybe a new direction, you know, on the medical side, you know, and then Coach Pruitt talking to him, I think that led to the kind of the change of heart this weekend.
Austin Price is with VolQuest.com. He joins us twice a week here on the show. Kirkland, you mentioned the medicals. We know he's been plagued by injuries throughout his college career. When healthy, what does he mean for Pruitt's defense?
He means, you know, a smart, very talented linebacker that has everything that, you know, Jeremy Pruitt wants. He's big, he's physical, he runs well when he's healthy. But the question is can he get healthy? Can he be healthy? Can he sustain, you know, week upon week of the grind in the SEC? You know, that's something that he's going to have to prove. But he's going to have to prove that whether he was at North Carolina or Indiana or Purdue or, you know, South Carolina or Alabama or wherever he was playing at next year, he was going to have to prove that he could sustain and be consistently healthy. And so in my mind, is you know, as smart as he is, that photographic memory that's been documented, you know, for the last 3 years since he got here in this defense, the linebackers and the safeties really dictate the pace for this defense under Jeremy Pruitt. He's the perfect guy because of, you know, his knowledge of the game to help lead the defense. But physically, if he can get back to that old form, you know, Jeremy Pruitt may have kind of a, you know, a nice boost on the defense, but that's a big if.
Should Tennessee fans view this as a great day for their program where Jeremy Pruitt successfully got a commitment from a guy who's going to step in right away and make an immediate impact? Or is it fair for Tennessee fans to question the commitment level of a guy who just a week ago tweeted out that he was leaving the program and now has reneged and decided that he's going to come back?
I think it's fair if you question, you know, the commitment level. I mean, I don't think that's, you know, I don't think that's a slap in the face of Jaren Kirkland Jr. At the end of the day, he's a 21-year-old kid. You know, Chad, when you were 21, were you not indecisive? I probably was. I mean, you know,
I was just hoping to get any type of scholarship at 21. I would have gone and played, you know, baseball at Freed Hardman if they would have allowed me.
See, and there's my point. So, you know, so he's a 21-year-old kid who has just been beaten down by injury after injury after injury. And so I think he saw as a new place as like a rebirth, like the injury wasn't going to be there if he went to a new place. You know, I mean, I think that he just felt like he needed a reboot. But then when he sat down and started talking it out, did it make sense to leave? You know, did it? I mean, like, I guess in certain situations it probably did, and in certain situations it probably didn't. So, you know, for whatever reason, they decided, you know, according to Coach Pruitt, as he told Chris Lowe, to come back to, you know, to play, you know, a year or two here, depending on how he does this year, and see if he can and really develop as a linebacker under Jeremy Pruitt. But, you know, hey, I don't think that, you know, I think the commitment to be great is still there for Darren Kirkland Jr. I think it was just more frustration from the fact that he literally spent, you know, I don't think he had ever gotten hurt. And I think Darren will be the only one that could correct me on this, but best of my knowledge, I don't think he had ever really been injured until he got injured at Virginia Tech at the Battle of Bristol. And then all of a sudden he's hurt and he's out and he misses sustained time. He comes back too early, but gets hurt again, then gets hurt again. And all of a sudden, I think that just shook him. And so, you know, ultimately, I think that's the biggest reason why all of this has transpired is he just was so, you know, just kind of down at the fact that he could ever get healthy.
Austin, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you later this week. Great report.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.